Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co. Hello, everyone. I know you've been waiting for a very long time to be involved with all of the amazing things that we're doing at Rare Drop, and now is the time. We are introducing the Rare Drop Patreon, so if you've ever wanted to get involved with experimental content or being at any of our podcasts early to listen in, well, all of that is available in the new Rare Drop Patreon. Check it out.
Kevin, you scared me.
I just crop dusted the hallway before I came in here.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, my daughter was following me too.
Oh, the baby. Mm-hmm. You crop dusted the baby. Just like Luke Skywalker.
In my defense, I let it out and then she started running down the hallway.
Thanks.
And once you let it out, you're not going back.
That's a weird way to start the stream.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Is this the stuff that the people on Spotify don't get to hear? Does Max, like, cut all this stuff out?
Sometimes he leaves it.
Oh, no.
Depends on the week. Are you ready?
Dude, I was born ready.
Punching it.
God, we're so cheap. Production is so cheap.
Tonight we're going to be talking about expectations for the Bad Batch show, which premieres next week.
Tuesday. Do you think we're going to get a show Tuesday and then Friday?
Yes. Okay. I believe that's actually... I'll check IMDb after we're done talking here. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the add-ons to the rumors for Knights of the Old Republic game. And we're going to lead, though, with the future plans of what Tim and I are going to do with Star Wars and Scotch, because I think it's important to set expectations here.
Oh, no.
What?
I didn't know we were going to hit them with this now.
I mean, give them time to adjust, no?
I don't know if they're ready for us to be a Jar Jar Binks only podcast.
Tim and I are breaking it. No. Tim and I are not. Star Wars and Scotch will continue. Star Wars and Scotch is going to move to an audio only podcast after GCX this year. So you figure July, August will be the transition. We'll no longer be recording it live on Twitch. Every few months, Tim and I are going to hop onto Twitch, and we're going to do some Star Wars games together. One thing that I thought of, because I keep saying Return of the Jedi on SNES, because those games are horrible, we should do Revamped Republic Commando together.
Yes.
So we will be moving to audio only, no more live, but we will be hopping on to play some Star Wars games every few months. We may come back to do live, like, when Mandalorian comes out.
And we'll see.
We might do, you know, like, a run on Mandalorian. Maybe we'll do one live episode to talk about all of Mandalorian. So live isn't going away permanently, but the commitment for Tim and I to do this every single week and be here Monday on the dot with families and stuff is getting a little rough for the return that we get on it. We don't want to stop. We just want to adjust. So it's nothing against any of you. You'll still be able to get it on Tuesday. And, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll do some bonus episodes and double down. We'll see. It's also much easier to schedule guests this way. That has been a pain in the ass. Full transparency. So for the month of May and the month of June, you have Tim and I live on Twitch and Facebook. And then after that, we're going to be doing it offline. And then they'll get posted, so you'll still be able to see them in the same places you see them now. So, but we're not going to be doing video anymore. We're just going to chill and chill. Cool?
Cool.
I said it. Let's talk about Knights of the Republic. So tons of rumors are really forming now, and a lot of sites. I can't tell if they're just reposting what the other site says or, you know, getting it from the same source. The rumor seems to be that Aspyr are the ones working on a new version of Knights of the Old Republic. Everything I've read points to this not being Knights of the Old Republic 3. This is going to be a redo or a new version a la what Tim and I have been saying, the same way Final Fantasy VII was redone of Knights of the Old Republic.
And so, did Aspyr do the first one with BioWare?
On Aspyr's website, the only thing they have is the Star Wars Racer remaster, Borderlands 2 on, what is this, Linux?
So if you go to Aspyr.com, they do have the original Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic that you can buy for a PC. So did they do the port? They must have done the PC port.
They probably did the PC port. And then they Jedi Outcast port.
Yeah, okay. I was confused. I was like, I know BioWare did this.
And they're doing Civ 6 DLC, and they did Borderlands on iOS and Linux. So not a lot of huge games there.
Star Wars Racer, though, Kevin. Did you play this game?
Yeah, but that's a remaster of an old game that they
played that on the N64, and that was a blast.
I never liked that game.
Aw. Really fun. My brothers and I would just spend all the time just ramming into each other's pod racers and just blowing each other up. That's all we did. We did Tatooine, and we just rammed each other's pod racers into the walls. That's how we played it.
Jason Schreier is the one that leaked this, so it's most likely true. Coder 1 and 2 mobile ports were also Aspyr. Okay, that makes sense, too. By the way, Pockets, thanks for 29, and Commander, thanks for 16. Appreciated. So, given all these rumors, I thought it was time to put my expectations out there.
First off, I'm waiting for Kevin just to brag about how right he was about this.
No.
Oh.
I feel like everyone kind of agreed with us. No?
This did not seem like a point of
contention with chat.
I didn't think this was going to happen.
Really? Even with all the rumors?
I didn't see the point. I thought it was kind of silly.
Huh.
I thought it'd be silly to do a remaster. You know, I thought we could talk about this last week. I thought it'd be silly to do a brand new game, a brand new KOTAR game, and then also do the remastered game on top of it. It just seems like just a waste of dollars. But and then I think your response to that was people who played the old one are definitely going to buy this one.
Right.
And then they're definitely going to play the other one as well. And so like that's why I feel like the purest Knights of the Republic people are going to stick to the same game that they know. They're not going to want to go to another game that's within the same vein.
But did we hear that a lot with Final Fantasy VII? That's the easiest go-to of a remaster. Resident Evil, was that another one? Resident Evil 1 or 2?
Yeah, but they didn't really change any of the mechanics with like Resident Evil. They just gave it just a graphics overhaul.
Okay.
They did well. They might have changed a little bit of the story. No, I think it's the same.
Because 7, I was
told. Final Fantasy 7, they just completely changed how the combat mechanic. Well, you could do it turn based, or you could do it the more freestyle.
Right, but it was still the story was pretty much one to one.
I think it was pretty much the same.
Yeah, which is why they need like four.
So like overall your experience, and that's why people like aren't upset about Mass Effect because it's just a remaster with like they changed some of the combat mechanics, but it. It's from like 2, I think. I could understand doing like a new game or doing a remaster, but to do both, I think is just a lot. But maybe it'll work out.
I feel like the remaster will be released. With So, okay, here's my timeline in my head.
Okay.
We don't hear anything this year.
Nothing at EA Play?
At minimum, if we hear anything at EA Play, it's like Revan's mask, and it just glosses over with the lightsaber in the background, and it's like,
oh,
that's it. That's all we see.
Okay.
And we don't hear anything till Celebration next year. Celebration, and you
think that's when the remaster is going to come out, is next year?
I think they're going to say, they're going to show the trailer for the new game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably Revan talking, Keanu Reeves' voice.
Oh, God, here we go.
I'm being an ass. Revan talking, and, you know, the trailer ends, and they come out, and they're like, you know, July 2023. I don't know, I'm just bullshitting. July 2023, and they come out, and they're like, but available now is the remaster of KOTOR 1 and 2 on all platforms for you to enjoy the story, the original story or something, blah, blah, blah. That's how I would see it rolling out.
That's an interesting way to put it. I like that.
Because they can't do it at the same time for the exact reason you said.
Yeah, and that's because that's my fear. So, like, to kind of, like, to warm people up, like, here you go. Here's the remastered game you know and love.
Yeah, remastered with some new, like, give it the Mass Effect treatment.
I mean, like, I'm super excited that this is happening because I haven't played KOTOR since I was, like, a kid. And so the thought of going back and playing through a game that I played through multiple times as a kid and getting to experience that, but, like, in, like, better-looking graphics, higher fidelity... that's exciting because I get to, if anything, there's a lot of things I don't remember. So I get to play through this game fairly fresh again, which is really exciting for me.
When I played it again, because I played it back when I was on Mixer. So what, 2 years ago now? I played it again and it was, I forgot a lot of awesome details that really inspired me to be like, oh my God, I hope they remake this game.
Yeah.
So now I'm excited because I experienced that, and I feel like that would be the marketing play.
As a younger Star Wars fan, like, I didn't really, like, appreciate a lot of, like, the smaller, more finite details of the universe. And I feel like as, like, a more educated fan, like, going back into this game, I feel like I'll have a deeper appreciation for everything that they did. And I feel like I'll finally be able to, like, pick up on the things that people just absolutely love about Knights of the Old Republic.
Because,
like, I mean, like, I like the game, but I never really, like, truly fell in love with it. And I think that was just my age.
Yeah.
So, like, as an adult, as, like, someone who's more refined as a Star Wars fan, like, I feel like I'll really, really appreciate it this time around.
You'll appreciate it. The only thing that'll suck is that you know that if you play the remaster, that the lore is not going to be
true.
But
we know that they are picking from pieces from Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, I mean, the newer version will probably
there will be though. Some things that'll be there.
For instance, I have a feeling they'll involve the Zepho in a remake.
I hope so. They need to. Version. They most definitely need to because no one's touched on it, and that's a big talking point. At least I would assume so. Like, that's super important.
I also don't think they'll throw the ricotta out the window because people love the ricotta. They're kind of terrible.
I do love ricotta cheese in my lasagna. I agree.
In your lasagna, you can put that in almost any.
You can
pasta.
Do it in anything. Cannolis, you could do it in pasta, pizza.
Don't put ricotta. Oh my God, the cannoli. You and the cannolis. Tim told me at the gym that he.
But that's what's in a cannoli. It's like actually, like the stuff that I made. No, but the stuff that you actually put in there. Yes. Anyways, keep going, Kevin.
I was going to tell them that you want to dip cannoli crust in.
Oh yeah, I wanted
cannolis,
yeah, okay,
like
what,
nachos.
Okay, all right. Sidebar. Gonna completely go off the Star Wars topic. Okay,
this is important.
So, chat.
This is important.
I wanted to make a dessert, and you know me, like, you know, I've been trying, you know, eating healthy, and like I wanted something nice, and I was like, man, I'm really like Lupo and I were talking about cannolis, and I was like, man, I really want a cannoli. So I went and looked for like a no sugar, like keto friendly, cannoli recipe, and someone made like a cannoli like filling dip, and then you could make like cannoli chips and then like do like chips and dip, and I was like, oh, that's really cool, like that's really neat. You could just like have like cannoli like shell chips. I told Kevin about this and Kevin gave me crap. Like as an Italian, I understand like it goes against like everything, but at the same time, that's new age and really fun to have like a fun little like dipper guy.
No, Stacy, Tim is right. You make cannolis with ricotta, but you got to use like confectionery sugar and a whole bunch of other
stuff.
Yeah,
of course. You just don't stick straight from the tub like into the shell.
They think you're like just shoving ricotta cheese into the pastry.
You got like that's like the big part of it. But no, you just don't like just take like right from the tub right into the shell. You guys are animals.
Let's pop it right in there. All right.
Anyways.
Yeah, so I called him a savage and said he was disgusting.
I thought it was fun.
And I'm going to send it to those two Italian boys on TikTok that rate people that do pasta dishes. And
I hate you.
Anyways. So back to KOTOR, and there's a lot of comments in chat, so I do want to pick up on them. So give me 1 second while I pull some. The comment about Keanu Reeves was a joke because everyone says if Disney's going to make a KOTOR movie that Keanu Reeves should play.
I can't believe
Revit.
You said that.
Which, by the way, I still to this day can't figure out why everyone thinks, oh, he would make such a good Revan. Revan is either you or wears a mask the entire time.
Yeah, but anytime you ever see like any type of artwork of Revan, he looks like Keanu Reeves.
So what else? We talked about that. So in your scenario, who's doing the KOTOR 3 version? It's not KOTOR 3. It is a reimagining of KOTOR 1 to fit the canon lore, and supposedly according to Jason Stryer, Aspyr are the ones working on that. Revan did have a former canon face in Star Wars The Old Republic, the MMO, but it was grafted on in the lore, so his face could have been anyone prior, and they gave him a face that was grafted on, so to keep in line with your playthrough. So he did have a voice and he did have a face, but it was after you were him. And they're still using him in the story. It's like almost sad nausea at this point. Like, all right, give it
Wait,
up.
What is?
They're still using Revan. Revan was like the fourth expansion and they're on, you know, update, I don't even know, 8, 9, 10. And Revan's still a part of the story and
just everybody loves him.
Yeah, but they kind of ruined
him
in that game.
No one let him go.
And I love the game. Don't get me wrong. The game's fantastic, but I'm just like, all right, can we just give it up on the Revan stuff and move on to some other cool
He probably
shit.
Just gets all the microtransactions, so they're just going for it.
But they've already sold his stuff. You can get his lightsaber. You can get his cosmetics. You can get it all.
His cosmetics are pretty cool. I'm looking at it right now. It's pretty dope looking.
Didn't you order his lightsaber?
I did not. I did not order his lightsaber. I got the darksaber instead.
Ah, okay.
To go with my Mando outfit.
Understood. That makes sense.
Yeah. That's one game that I wish that I would have gotten into. I feel like I missed the train heavily on it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's Star Wars Online.
It's still very active. But
there's so much of it. It's like getting into WoW. It's like it's just so much.
It's less of a lift than WoW because you could just play through the story and still spend 60 hours and enjoy the hell out of it. But probably more, honestly. But for you at this point in your life, it's just not going to happen.
I just want to play it because I just want to know the story.
I mean,
that's really the only reason why.
We could do that like a little mini series.
Well, do they have like videos? Like, could you only watch the cutscenes, like of the main story arc?
You have to watch each class because each class has a different story from 1 to 50, and then
oh no,
and then after 50, it's based on your decisions. Well, first it's based on which faction you're a part of. Then you can actually jump and switch factions. Like if you started as a Republic commando, you can actually join the Empire at some point.
That's cool.
Yeah, they made a storyline where you could...
Do you feel like as we go along, do you feel like that level of detail of video games for something like Star Wars is going to continue?
No.
People look as the future of video games, or do you think we're going to continue to go the route of like Fallen Order?
Fallen Order. I don't think you'll... MMOs had their day in the sun, and they were very special because you could make decisions that would have long-lasting effects, commit to things and whatnot. But even that has been watered down in recent times.
Sure.
So I don't think you'll ever go back to an era where there's some...
Do you feel like our generation just doesn't have time to play those video games and the new generation just doesn't care?
Yes. I think that's a great way of putting it. Because the time I had to get ready for Illidan in World of Warcraft compared to the time I would have to play World of Warcraft now. It's like, if I can get to the end of an expansion in the story content, I'm content. Back then, it was like, okay, I need to make sure I'm doing all my dailies every day. I'm doing my heroics. You know, I'm doing old raids to get upgraded for this one. So, you know, you beat Tuesday night and Thursday night. I put Audrey to bed, and I'd hop on the computer after she was in bed and start doing raids and dungeons to get ready. And then Thursday night, I would get home from work, like literally run through the door, jump down the stairs, stuff Taco Bell in my mouth, and start, you know, getting on for Thursday night.
A true gaming experience, yes.
Yeah. So those days, there are games that exist that people can do that, but most of the people our age that did that don't have the time because now you have kids.
Right.
You know, now you have more work than you had before.
Yeah, like, I had the excuse where I could do that because, like, I could do that for 8 hours a day. But, like, the amount of grinding that you need to do...
But you couldn't even do it with Star Wars.
No, even... Yeah.
Because the most people get in views in that is, even on Twitch, you know, there's people that get...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. People, no, I'm just saying in general, like, you really... Like, you don't see a popular, like, MMO taking it really... Other than, like, WoW Classic, and that's just really for...
The Lord of the Rings one just got canceled.
Yeah, like, so, like, there's really nothing out that really can, like, capture an audience.
Ashes of Creation is the only one coming that is, like, traditional MMO that people are used to. And that one, I believe it's crowdfunded.
Mm.
So, I mean, it looks great and it looks fun, but do I think they'll ever translate that to Star Wars? No, like I said, the only thing I could ever see multiplayer being Star Wars is, like, a Red Dead or GTA experience where maybe each planet is the server and you run around.
Yeah, I don't even know how that would
pull
that. That would be hard. I think we're going to see more Jedi Fallen Order style stuff. It's a great way to tell a story, and they have full control over the environment. And, like, I thought that was a perfect way. Like, it was a perfect amount of time. It was a really fun experience. Like that was a really fun way to get a Star Wars story told to me. So I really enjoyed that.
It's a phenomenal.
I feel like I would lose a lot of detail in. You know, like an MMO. I feel like I just like I would like want to go through cutscene. Like I feel like I just it, because it's not done in like in a cinematic way to capture my attention. I would lose a lot of detail.
The Star Wars MMO is the antithesis of that, which is why it was set so far apart from all of its counterparts in the MMO world, because they actually told an engaging story. And that was rare for an MMO, because usually in an MMO it's all text based and you're reading.
Right.
You know, WoW has cutscenes now. I would say that SWTOR is probably the first game to have cutscenes. LOTRO would have them when you finish. They're called books. You'd finish book quests because it follows the ring through the world. So you'd finish a book, which would be an area, and they'd have like a cutscene that would come up. SWTOR was fully animated voice acting with some of the biggest voice actors at the time in the space. Like Femme Shep plays Satele Shan. I forget her name. Chat will tell us. But it was the first game to bring that to the MMO world. And people almost think that's part of the reason it didn't do well, because they tried to capture this audience that wanted the story like you, but they also tried to give it to the people that played WoW that didn't give a rat's ass about the story and just wanted to get gear and a lightsaber and be a badass.
Yeah.
So that they feel like that's where it fell apart over time. The game's still profitable, though. They would have shut it down if it wasn't profitable. The game is still
very profitable. How long has it been out for?
I think they're 9 years. 10 years this year. Jennifer Hale, thank you. Let's see.
So there's still definitely a niche for it, or they would have shut it down.
December 20th will be 10 years. And they shut
That's
it
wild.
They shut it down. Keep this in mind too. They shut it down to replace they kept it, they opened it and they shut down Galaxies. Galaxies was a sandbox. Like, it was no hand-holding. They just dropped you in the world. They're like, okay, figure it out.
Oh, that sounds
miserable. You picked your race and your role, and that was it. They just dropped you. I've messed around on the private servers for that. It is daunting, dude. Like, I was playing with Rob one night because he played it and he wanted to be nostalgic. We're running around. He's like, all right, you got to go to this quest. And I'm like, where's this quest? And he goes, it looks like it's on the other side of the planet. I'm like, oh, man, how are we going to get there? He goes, walk, because you don't have a speeder yet, because I didn't get it. What? Half an hour later, and we're still walking.
Oh no!
Like that was how that game.
Oh
went.
No!
But people
no,
loved
no.
it. People loved it, and it was really hard to become a Jedi. Really, really hard. And then they nerfed it with an update, and then anyone pretty much could become a Jedi, and that killed the game.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But it still lives on private servers. I have a buddy who streams it a lot.
Really?
Yeah, who I watch quite often.
That's cool.
I have all these little niche streamers that play all these games that I used to play, and I just go hang out in their chats. But
because he's getting old.
Yeah, yeah.
Back
yeah.
in my day.
I still haven't finished Valhalla. I'm like 66 hours in, and I feel like I'm not even close to the end.
That's too much time for me.
So, yeah, back to the point. I don't think it'll ever hit that point where you'll have that much immersion in a Star Wars game. I do think you're right, though. I think they figured out that they can make multiplayer experiences, but they need to give those single-player epic tales because that fits Star Wars. And Disney, we've learned, is very, very, very particular, and Lucas, about, well, let's say Disney, what works for what universe? Like, they know that Marvel now, people want linear storytelling across movies and television shows. Star Wars, the story can be told pretty much out of order.
Sure.
And across different mediums and different eras and what works best. I still think my theory that Old Republic might debut as a video game universe and then go to film is seems to be it. Because why double dip?
No, I mean, you're right. It's definitely more of like I feel like the Knights of the Old Republic fans are definitely more of like the nerdy game, like the game fans of the Star Wars culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are definitely like, they are just like, they're the gamers. And so why not? And like there's a lot of money in this industry. Like, why wouldn't they capitalize on that?
Yep. And so. Then after you've introduced all of these new, you've rekindled the love of people like you, Tim, who played it really young and don't really remember it.
Right.
You're like, oh my God, that story was amazing. Me, who's obsessed with it and is just like, oh my God, I can't believe I got to play that version of it. And then there's this new generation, like my daughter, who tried to sit down and play the old one. She's like, Dad, I can't do this. This controls are horrible.
Because it's monotonous, yes.
Right. And she thought it was cool and the world was cool, but she said the controls were just atrocious. But for her, it's new. So you combine those elements, and then you prop up a movie or a television show at this point. It could be either or. And you've hit a large demographic. And then, you know, my uncle, who's an older gentleman in his 60s, will probably be like, well, yeah, I mean, it's Star Wars. I'll go see it.
Yeah.
So you've then captured that group too. The Old Republic trilogy that Benioff and Weiss from Game of Thrones, is that who you're talking about? They backed out after season 8 was such a bomb.
I forgot about that.
They backed out to go work on something else. They were supposed to tell the story of the origins of the Force.
That was a long time ago.
Which
though.
I've heard Rian Johnson might be his trilogy now.
Oh, interesting.
So with all of these rumors floating around about KOTOR, though, to kind of switch gears into, say, in video games, though, before we go to Bad Batch, Battlefield Front 3 rumors are popping up more and more, Tim.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, you've said pretty sternly that you don't think there's going to be a third one.
No, I was... I mean, like, from my understanding that everybody was kind of switching gears and, like, Battlefront 2, like, that was it. And then we started getting the Battlefield rumors, and we know that Battlefield is coming out this year, so I would assume, like, that was a big reason why they stopped working on Battlefront, was to take most of that team over into Battlefield, so I just assumed that Battlefront 3 wasn't being worked on.
The only reason, and Marthin said Battlefront 3 feels unnecessary as of right now, feels like 2 out of everything that current Star Wars media can offer. I agree. I think 3 will be an upgrade for next-gen consoles, cleaner on PC, and then, if it's happening, I'm not saying it is, it's a chance to introduce The Mandalorian
it. So my biggest issue is that the Battlefront team did so much in Battlefront 2, to that person's point. Again, is that Battlefront 3, I feel like, would feel forced. I don't know what they could put in 3 that they didn't already put in 2. Like there's been some really cool like community mods and whatnot that they've made that are really, really fun. But there's reasons, I'm sure, why those skins and stuff couldn't have been added in to the game for whatever reason. And then they're adding not canon characters in. So like I can like so but it's fun. It's cool to do that. But I mean, like, they could add it to Battlefront 3, but why not do they just do it as a DLC?
Because they said they're done with it. That's why.
Yeah, and so like I'm looking at the Reddit posts, and it's Star Wars Battlefront 3, Coruscant, and smaller things. It just says Battlefront 3 will use Ahsoka and Coruscant for marketing, similar to Battlefront 2 with Maul and Naboo, and BF1 with AT-AT and Hoth. Ahsoka will be based on her appearance in A Mandalorian with Rosario Dawson as the VA. Co-op will return with reduced XP gain. The Star Card system will be reworked. A new loadout system will be added, and a Starfighter Assault and Galactic Assaults will be merged. And that's from our gaming leaks and rumors. That just feels to me like a random shot in the dark, and hoping that they're going to hit something.
That's true. Calico makes a good point. What if it had High Republic content in it?
That could be interesting.
Especially if they line it up with visual media.
That could be very, very interesting. But
and then bringing Revan in if you're going to be doing Coder.
Yeah, okay. All right. So here, let me throw this question out. Do you really feel like that gamers want another Battlefront game right now?
Right now? No. 2 years from now? Probably. As more Star Wars is fleshed out and there's more opportunities to introduce new characters from new stories. And it's a great marketing driver for them when they release new content to tie it into the game. Whether it's areas, game types, skins, characters, whatever it may be.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out, like, what do you add? Because, like, everyone, when you think of Battlefront, at least for me, and I know a lot of people do the same thing because this is like one of the most hottest topics when it comes to Battlefront discussions, when it comes to gamers, is like when you think of Battlefront, like OG, you always think of like Endor and walking around on an AT-AT, or you think back to Battlefront 2 by Pandemic and you're thinking Clone Wars.
I just remembered my first time on Endor.
Yeah, right?
Like just getting rocked.
That's the thing you think of. And like they had like the tree pillars, and you could do all the traps and stuff like that. And that was really cool. So like Pandemic did a really good job. And then EA tried their hand at it with DICE, and they tried to Battlefieldize it. And like Battlefront, the original Battlefront was Star Wars Battlefield. Like that was the whole point. And then EA tried to re-Battlefield Battlefront, and it just didn't work. And they finally did it right at the third time, when they did Battlefront 2 V2. And so like, I feel like they really left the game in a really good spot. And so again, like, is Star Wars Battlefront 3 going to feel like a DLC to Battlefront 2? Like, what are they going to do to it that's going to make it feel unique enough to feel like a new game, but still hit that chord that everyone, whenever you think of Battlefront, you always think back to like those very like specific maps doing specific things. And so like, will they have to add Clone Wars and then like episodes 4 through 6 content to appease people? I don't know. It's a really touchy subject.
The what's the name of the BR that you played, the Star Wars one?
Star Wars BR.
On Switch only? The Bounty Hunter
one? I didn't even get to touch it.
Oh, it's out though, right?
Yeah, it is out. It's some Bounty Hunter one, yeah.
Yeah, there's one on Switch everywhere. I forget what it's called. Someone in chat probably knows, but there is one. Why didn't you play? You were going to play it on stream. I don't remember why you didn't.
There was a reason, and I just don't remember.
Something else come out?
Something happened. Anyways, yeah. So this will be very interesting. Like the idea of a Battlefront 3 coming out is a very interesting play.
Hunters.
I'm also curious to see if this will be actually done by DICE.
Yeah.
I wonder if this will be an EA thing or if it'll go somewhere else. Because I don't know who actually controls that IP. Is that an EA property or is that a Lucas property? I don't know.
Here you go, person on Twitch. That's the game. See, I don't want to play this game, but I want to see you play this game so I can...
What are we talking about?
Hunters.
Oh, that's... Okay. I was wondering why you just, like, cut out.
No, I was looking... I was dropping it in chat for them, but I want to see you play it because I don't want to play it.
But it's on Switch.
Yeah. It's, well, you can play it on iOS too, Tim.
Oh, joy.
Oh, man. Cool. Well, before we go on to Bad Batch, I think we've discussed. And if you have any questions, you can use that questions command and ask questions. I don't think we have a pinned comment on Facebook, but I'll drop the link in there for you in 1 second. But in the meantime, we do have a Patreon question this evening, and it comes from the New Nerd. First of all, thank you, New Nerd, for supporting us on Patreon. It's patreon.com/rare drop. And some of those patrons are this week. They're getting like a little private chat with, I think, me and Ben this time. Sometimes Tim is there.
I don't like talking. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You guys are great.
Wow.
Thank you for supporting Rage. I'm kidding. It was a joke.
But so New Nerd said, given its release a couple weeks ago, which of the 9 Skywalker Saga movies would you give the Snyder Cut treatment to? Which movie would you want more of? This one's easy for me, to be honest.
Can you ask me the question one more time? Make sure I understand.
I just closed Patreon. Do-do-do-do-do. Posts. Published. View. Given its release a couple of weeks ago, which of the 9 Skywalker Saga movies would you give the Snyder Cut treatment to? Which movie would you want more of?
Okay, yeah, okay. Easy peasy.
Go.
Episode 9.
Damn, we're on the same page, bud.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's already a Snyder treatment that's done. And the person who did, like, the animated, or they did the comic version of that script.
Mm-hmm.
I want that. I want that. I want to see what that looks like. I want that Star Wars experience. It's well done. The pacing feels good. The events are intriguing and exciting to me, and I care about them. Whereas, like, in episode 9 current, I find myself constantly just, like, scratching my head and just, like, there is so many opportunities to explain so many fun and unique things that are being showcased here, and they're just kind of just glossed over. So, that. Episode 9.
I like it. I would also do episode 9. I felt like there was so much story that wasn't told, that was intended to be told. But I would definitely say episode 9. I'd also be interested to see what JJ's vision for 8 was.
Yeah.
That intrigues me because I want to know how much of the storytelling that would have needed to be made up in 9 could have been told in 8.
That's true.
That's my question. But again, New Nerd, thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. Patreon.com/rare drop is where you can go if you would like to be a part of the team. You get all cool behind the scenes stuff. And we actually talked this morning about some other stuff we can do for the patrons because they're really nice people. And we think they're just swell. They're just real swell. You wanted to know the release cadence for the first few episodes of The Bad Batch.
Yeah, because it's kind of, I mean, like, it's always nice when we get, like, 2 episodes in a week. Sometimes that happens. I think Mando's done that.
May 4th, May 7th, May 14th, ooh. 21st, 28th, and then it just goes
ooh.
From there.
Ooh, nice. 2 for 1.
14 episodes, kids. 14. Through the end of July, we'll be watching Bad Batch. Tim, that's going to keep us busy.
So Bad Batch is going to be happening... Okay, so Kevin, the one thing that's bad about this is that there are going to be episodes that are going to be really, really rough.
Because the season's so long?
Yes. They are going to be they're going to be filler episodes.
That's okay.
So, I don't know. Chat, back me up on this one if you agree. If we should, like, not every episode should be focused on an episode of Star Wars of Bad Batch.
I mean, we'll talk about it every week. It doesn't mean every episode is going to be consumed like it was during Mandalorian.
Okay.
There's going to be other news coming out. There's lots of Star Wars rumors, and they haven't announced anything. And like you said, EA Play is coming.
I just wanted to know if anyone in chat was like, no, I want to know every single detail of every single episode.
I mean, yeah, that definitely exists.
And I'm just like, I only want to, like, there are definitely going to be a bunch of Jar Jar Binks episodes that I'm just going to want to just not talk about.
Okay.
Just saying, if he shows up, not talking about it.
Depends on how long the episodes are. They're probably 20 minutes. I would say Clone Wars episode length is the length of a Bad Batch episode. I'm confident in that.
I just don't think, I don't feel like we're going to get 20 episodes. It's just like heart pounding action. That's too good to be true.
Keep in mind, again, the episodes that the Bad Batch was introduced in Clone Wars, they were great themselves. The episodes they were in were pretty boring.
True.
Only that season only got worse from there. Until
picked up in the last four episodes.
Yes, when we hit the end of the
once
last
we got to Order 66 area, it was so good.
The last four episodes were their own movie. In my opinion.
Siege of Mandalore, so good.
So good. The music. But yeah, we'll talk about it every week. I just don't know if we're gonna harp on an entire, because the problem with spoiler cast when we did that, Tim, was our intention was to discuss the entire episode for an hour every week.
True.
And there was those episodes of Bad Batch where they were just shooting the entire time.
This guy, like, he just got shot.
Like when they teamed up with in the one episode with Anakin, and we were like,
yes. They just like chopped them all up, and
so nobody talked for like 10 minutes in this episode. Anakin killed some people. yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That's it.
My expectations for this show are to really shed some light on some of the minor characters. Your Fennec Shands. I'm sure Boba Fett's going to appear in this show. He only because he's part of the he's part of the next push.
When does Book of Boba drop?
December.
Right up against Mando, right?
They might overlap.
Hmm.
Which means on Friday, there's a chance on a Fridays, Tim, we'll be watching two episodes to not, and then have to do like the quick Mando minute about both.
That's going
to
be sick. It'll work too. When we do Mando minute, we could,
it's going to be a blitz.
Cover the fake and the real Mandalorian.
Supposedly, Din is going to be in Book of Boba too.
That doesn't surprise me. That makes sense.
No, they said Mando's December as well. They're not giving it. They can't give Mando a year off. It's too hot. Look what happened when Game of Thrones took.
But are they?
An extra,
they're not filming yet, are they?
12 months, I believe. Let's see.
There's no way they're already filming.
I mean, because we worked with Katie. Begins filming. Yes, they started filming.
They really did?
April 5th.
I'm surprised that they're filming right up against Obi-Wan. I figured they'd wait
it's
to
different
film.
Different crews.
Do you think they're able to like flip out of the volume that quickly?
Obi-Wan's not in the volume.
They're not doing any of Obi-Wan in the volume.
I don't know if they're doing any. Mando is fully filmed in the volume for the most part. They do some location shooting. Both.
Their location was like
Andor and Obi-Wan are both location shots. I haven't seen anything about filming in volume.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, that's interesting.
And there's a Marvel thing too that they're filming somewhere. Thor: Love and Thunder is also location.
I'm surprised. I would have thought that with the success of The Mandalorian and that film technique, they would have pushed for more of that.
No, they figured out what people want. just like they did with Marvel. They figured out that they can't just throw Star Wars movies at us. They have to give us context with shows and books and comics and all this stuff.
Right.
And the shows are the biggest hit, so they're doubling down on shows.
Right. No, I'm just like, why wouldn't they build just more of them?
Rogue Squadron's a movie.
Yes, correct. But that is something happened with that. Are they changing the director or
no?
Something happened with that movie. I can't remember.
She's
it eludes me.
It. It was, she got negative press because she did Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. They're filming Rogue Squadron in the UK. Yep, there's a picture of the set right here. This is from 5 days ago.
In the UK? Are they doing that because of Yavin?
No, it looks like they just built these huge green screen sets, but they have a lot of moving parts for them.
What is when does that take place? Where in the time period is
after, if I remember correctly, chat, check me on this one, but I believe it takes place after Exegol.
Oh, so it's after episode 9?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, that's
interesting. I could be wrong. I could be 100% wrong. Let's see if I can know. When does Rogue Squadron take place?
I love that you, like, Kevin talks as he types it out.
Everyone loves that for some reason. I don't know why.
Just like an old guy. Just like, where?
Yeah, it continues the story of the Star Wars sequel trilogy, perhaps taking place just before, during, or after the era of the New Republic. So maybe it's during the sequel and, like, we'll see them fly into Exegol. I don't know.
It has to stop before episode 9 because anything after that, then you start up the Skywalker saga.
Yeah, there's also those other shit rumors. Have you heard that one of episode 10?
No.
This one made me mad. There's a rumor out there for episode 10 that is, are you ready for this? You're not going to like this. You're going to hate it as much as I do, and chat's going to hate it with us. Chat, are we ready to hate this? Episode 10 would be Kylo and Rey's son. That is
What are they going to name him?
Hard two thumbs down. Just don't. Like, at least finish Rey's story, for the love of God, then. If you really got to make episode 10, do Rey's story. She's at least interesting to me. And I want to know more about her new lightsaber. Where'd she get it? Where'd she find a kyber crystal that color?
Can we just not?
If they have to make episode 10, wouldn't you want it to continue Rey's story?
No.
You don't like Rey?
No.
See, I love Rey.
I've never liked her. I've never enjoyed her. No, not really.
You probably like Ben Swolo.
Yeah, I do.
So thick.
So thick, dude. Yeah, I really like Kylo's story.
How would that work? Even Kylo dies, they aren't even together. No, don't worry. They had sex at some point
that brief instant when they were fighting the Emperor. They got it on.
Yeah, you know, when they were swapping lightsabers.
Force Ghost.
It's going to be like the movie Ghost with get some pottery involved and be hot.
That's a terrible rumor. Again, someone took a dart and just tried to lob it into a dark room hoping they'd hit a bullseye.
Do you want to start coming up with fake Star Wars rumors and seeing if we can
leak
them
to the press? Oh my
God, can
we make that as a bit? So we just like put a bunch of like just random stuff on sticky notes around a room? And then we throw a couple darts, and we have to link it together and make up this weird Star Wars rumor.
We should do quarterly creative with the patrons that includes making up Star Wars rumors and then trying to leak them to the press.
I would really love to have one of my rumors show up on a Reddit thread somewhere.
Right, that's the point. Like, we see if we can get one to stick and show up on a Reddit thread.
Yeah, I'd like that a lot.
10 gifted subs for every rumor that ends up on Kotaku. For some reason, that feels like you're keeping the bar really low with Kotaku there. So.
Yeah, that's not hard. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, I could probably. Tim and I could do that by the end of the week, probably. It has to be absolutely ridiculous. We could do that, too. Get Ben involved. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Ben's down with some trippy shit. We told Ben about the last episode of Clone Wars with Yoda from season 6. And we told him what happens in the temple. And Tim and I were explaining like the background details to, you know, the Wills and the vision of Darth Bane. And then when I went to go tell him the research I did on the, what's the Chamber of Darkness in the Sith Temple. If you don't know what the Chamber of Darkness is, you can look it up. That's where the Sith used to take the Jedi to sacrifice them to the dark side of the Force.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
So we started telling Ben this, and Ben's like, oh, could you imagine? And he starts going off on this tangent about what it could be done with the Chamber of Darkness and lore, and we were like, whoa, Ben, that's
very
cool,
dark.
But holy shit. Kylo and Rey did the midichlorian mumbo.
Gross. All right, Kevin, do you have any questions for us?
The only question I got, we answered already. Wait, there's one more.
Okay.
A buddy of mine is a huge Star Wars fan and getting married soon. I was wondering if you guys have any suggestions for a Star Wars-themed wedding present.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Any waffle maker. I have Death Star. You can go with R2-D2. You can go with an X-Wing. Like, there's a million waffle makers.
Okay, all right, all right. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Wait, roll it back. Star Wars wedding gift. Are we talking about like personal, like, or like to the person or to like the couple as like a wedding gift? Like, here's a skillet.
Does the wife like Star Wars too? Would be my second question. I feel that's important.
All right. So, okay, here. For the guy, if this is like a thing for your buddy who's getting married,
yep.
Lightsaber tie clip. Or. Rebel or Imperial cufflinks to wear, right? And then if it's just like a wedding gift for the couple, then I would just, like, to Kevin's point, I'd get a Death Star waffle maker and Death Star ice cube mold guys for scotch glasses. There you go.
Death Star ice cubes are cool. I like those.
I have some.
I know you do.
Also have a stormtrooper whiskey guy.
Yeah, I was so upset when I sent the decanter.
What is it? The decanter.
I sent you the picture. I was like, look how cool this is. And you're like, I already have it.
I was like, I already have one.
I was like, wow, Tim.
Sorry, Kevin.
Flexing on me.
The thing that's difficult is like the neck is really tiny, so it's hard to like put whiskey in there.
That's what she said?
I don't think so.
felt like it was worth a shot, no.
No.
I tried. You can't fault me. Okay.
Good try, Kevin.
Thanks, Tim. Chat, I hope you're all doing fantastic tonight, but that's going to do it for Star Wars and Scotch episode 42. Good number.
42.
Jackie Robinson's number. It's a great number. I like that number a lot.
Go baseball. Let's go, Trevor.
Yes. Let's go, Trevor.
Good job, Trevor.
Let's
I told
go.
Kevin. I told Kevin in the gym that I'm not really that up to snuff when it comes to baseball stuff, and just so anytime any baseball thing happens, Trevor May, I'm just gonna start saying, "Let's go, Trevor."
I think it was both a blessing and a curse that Trevor got traded to the Mets.
Yep, that's my friend
for both him and me.
Let's go Mets! Good job, Trev.
Well, I'm probably gonna go if they're playing tonight. Are they on tonight? I don't know. Either way. If they are, probably going
to
go watch
it. I don't know, Kevin. I think it's time to punch it.
I was going to do the closing. You want me to
you should
punch
wait,
it and then
no.
do the closing stuff?
Well, but I don't.
Oh, we're going to hyperspace! Chat, you should check out High Score Tees on Thursday.
Ooh,
which the
that's
date
a special day.
Happens to be 429. If only I knew someone that had a 4 and a 2 and a 9 in their screen name. Maybe we could correlate that with something cool happening. On 429.
Merch is dropping. New merch.
Unrelated. You can go see Tim live every day at fb.gg/darkness 429. Every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. at fb.gg/darkness 429.
There might be something happening on 429, chat. If you haven't figured that part out.
Maybe.
April 29th.
Also, kingscoastcoffee.com. There's something new coming out. Soon?
What is that?
What? Thing that the bag they showed us the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Sexual bag.
Mmm.
Sexual bag of chocolate. Cool. You all have a fantastic evening. Tim and I are getting the hell out of here. And may the force be with you.
And also with you?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.